Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a mess.
A mess.
A mess. This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
And welcome. It's the third hour of our get-together. It is 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talkin' Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Some of your top stories: longshoremen strike going on. That could impact our economy literally billions of dollars a day. And we will get back to that in all the rest of our headlines. But first, Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods joins us. Good morning, Sheriff. How did y'all fare?
Good morning, Bob. Well, look, Marion, we had a lot of power outages. We did really, put it in perspective, we did really good compared to our fellow counties around us. You know, we had no injuries. Obviously, people don't like it when their power's out, but I think these crews did a good job of the utilities crews getting out there, getting the lines repaired, and getting power back up.
No issues with car wrecks because you get traffic lights that are out and any of that kind of buffoonery?
You know, that always occurs. You know, that occurs even without a storm beat coming right through. But the fact is yeah, it does create it. It adds a little workload on us when these crashes come in. And, you know, because of lights being out and people not knowing how to handle a down traffic light and how to treat it, and it does occur.
Even though we've been saying treat it like a four-way stop since I ever remember reporting a first issue of a traffic light out when I first started radio, it shouldn't be new or news to anyone, but of course it is.
Yes, it always is, no matter how many times you tell individuals, yes, you have to treat it like a four-way stop when the traffic light's out. And it can get confusing, especially when you're looking at a six-lane road and everybody don't know when to go. And but if they do it slowly and be courteous, Everybody will be fine, and we'll get through it.
Every event is always a learning opportunity for those who have to deal in the emergency world, like first responders, law enforcement, etc. Is there anything in particular that sticks out that you say, you know what, we can do better on that, or this came up and we hadn't really addressed that? Anything to do with shelters or transportation or anything?
You know, Bob, you're absolutely correct. Every incident, we constantly evaluate, is saying, all right, what can we improve? All right, we don't need to do that anymore. You know, the shelters is probably the biggest thing. It's difficult regarding us being as large as we are. Sometimes people wonder why we only open up one shelter or two shelters when these storms come. They don't like driving 15 miles out of their way to go to a shelter. And I've had to ask a few folks, and I'm pretty blunt with them. I say, look, is that extra 15-mile drive worth your safety and your life? Because they don't know what goes into it. It's a lot of work. The school district, they put in a lot of man hours in it with us to man these shelters. And it's not just simply like, turning on the light for the hotel and just come on in. The room is ready. That's not the case. We haven't sat down. I haven't had the opportunity to sit down yet because my split into two teams this hurricane. I went with, and I just got back late last night, I went with the main contingency to Lafayette County, where we assisted not only Lafayette but Taylor and Suwannee counties in this storm. I had another team that was specifically in Suwannee County assisting them. So we actually have not had the time to actually take a breath and sit down and look at how and what areas we can improve in on our area.
When you were up in those areas, were you surprised about the amount of devastation?
Yes, Bob. It breaks your heart when you see stuff like that, especially communities like Steinhatchee, Keaton's Beach, and Horseshoe Beach. You know, they're not big already, and then when a storm comes through like that, it obliterates them, unfortunately. But I tell you, my air unit was assisting during all of this for all the counties. They also assisted, the air unit assisted Dixie County, and when you're up in the air, it puts it in perspective, especially for us large counties. When we go down there and look at it, and you look at it, a total community, basically a city, something like Dunellen, one of them almost wiped off the face of the map, and it breaks your heart. But on the other side of the coin, in the last 2 days of being over there, what you see in those communities is their resilience, their determination that, yeah, we just got, beat up, but we're not going to let that bother us. Somebody commented in the truck, and they go, it's truly amazing how fast that they have started cleaning up. And literally, you had debris already piled up on the sides of the streets where it was able to. I can tell you this, Bob, what breaks your heart is you look where this concrete slab, where a house was,
right.
There's absolutely nothing there, and it breaks your heart. But their resilience is amazing. But communities like that depend on us other counties to be there for them, relieve them, and take care of them, and just help them with whatever they need.
It's so hard to get into those areas in general, let alone have really good reporting, the news from those areas. And we know overall the storm took the lives of at least 120 people across four states. But in Florida specific, nobody ever likes to talk about loss of life. But it is a reminder that, when you're warned and told to evacuate and you don't want to go, sometimes that unfortunately is the outcome. And then, fortunately, sometimes you have some miracles and people that survive in those areas. Do you have a story that relates to either side of that coin?
This time, no. Fortunately, at least from what I was told, specifically like Steinhatchee, we didn't have any deaths, fatalities. We didn't have anybody that was specifically stranded. Now, we had people that were, living in secluded areas that could not get out of their homes. Obviously, there were cases where we had to go in there and remove trees so they'd be able to get out and about. But this go around, thank the good Lord, that we did not have to rescue anybody that was stranded for a day or two with nothing, or did we find anybody that that went to meet their savior. So, you know, we have had that in the past, you know, because people, we're stubborn, Bob, you know that. We like our homes. We don't want to give up our homes. We stay in them. The truth is, you're staying in your home, and you're trying to hold back the tide that God Almighty is pushing. And I promise you, you're going to lose every time.
Well, hopefully, you know, this shows that we did get the message out effectively, talking about the size and strength of that storm. And, Sheriff, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and touch base with you, and we look forward to another conversation soon. And I hope that you stay safe, you and all your folks.
Thanks, Bob. Y'all be safe as well.
You got it. 8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got plenty more to talk about. We got Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America joining us in about 20 minutes. The big VP debate is tonight. We'll carry it live on the Sky. More on all of those things coming up next on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hi. Another day on the side of where the grass grows.
It's growing fast, too.
Indeed, yes. It is. Yep. It is 8:18. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, is rolling on. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Jimmy Carter, 100 years old. Happy birthday. But we lost a great one. Pete Rose, rest in peace. He passed away at the age of 83. Never made it to the Hall of Fame. Maybe posthumously, there's a possibility there. And football, the Lions just devoured the Seahawks.
Wow.
And we're spitting out feathers. Beat them so bad, 42-29.
That's a visual.
Titans beat the Dolphins, 31-12. I had a Monday night doubleheader. We got that going on. Also, we've got Oktoberfest. And the World Equestrian Center, you know they know how to throw. Well, whatever they do, they do it big and they do it right. It's going to be the best party of the year, spread over two Saturdays, this coming Saturday, the 5th, and then the next Saturday, October 12th. We've got a pair of VIP tickets, and this gives you VIP access, lounge, a beer stein. It's going to be a great time. All right, you ready? Text the word pretzels to 20357. Message and data rates apply. We'll change that word up again tomorrow. I'll give you another chance. But this is for a pair of VIP tickets to the World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest. The code word is pretzels, plural, P-R-E-T-Z-E-L-S. Text pretzels to 20357. Good luck on that. Big VP debate tonight. We'll carry it on the sky. I'll give you a little background into Tim Walz in a minute, because it's going to be the hillbilly versus the commie. Oh, and I'll explain.
Oh, yeah.
I'll explain that.
It's true.
Treat Yourself event is coming up this Sunday, October the 6th. Now, this is to benefit the Ronald McDonald House, and this is really geared for the ladies. It's from 2 to 5 p.m. at Walker Furniture and in the Gainesville area. There's off Southwest 47th Avenue, right off 34th Street.
34th Street, yeah.
Right, not too far from the Publix Plaza there.
Yep.
Okay. So there's all kinds of gift certificates and swag bags and champagne and chocolates and even a chance to win $1,000 worth of cryo skin treatments. That's going on. And it's just going to be a nice time. Nice little get together. Pamper yourself. That's why it's called Treat Yourself. TreatYourselfEvent.com is how you get tickets. And, you know, I had Betsy Pepin in here the other day. We talked about her new book, Breaking Boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to be there signing books, copies
nice.
Of her books.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just started the book, and already it's pulled me in.
Wow.
It has, right off the bat. So, anyway, Betsy Pepin signing books there, Breaking Boxes. And this is for Ronald McDonald House and Club Synergy. Is a big part of this as well. So, you know,
it's their fourth annual that they've done. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So it's always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's for the lids, geared for the ladies, and they'll take
Bob,
good care
use,
of
it. You could use a good facial, too. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you could.
Oh, I'm not opposed to it.
You know, you get your man card, you know, yanked or anything. So.
I just, I did the Manny and Petty not, well, I guess now it's been a few years, but I never had one before.
Yeah.
And that was nice.
Absolutely.
I got like, they massaged me from like the, you know, the knees down.
Yes.
Oh, that was nice. Anyway, my face could probably use a little fixing up. I'll still have a face for radio.
What's that site again to get the tickets? Did you give that one?
TreatYourselfEvent.com.
Yes. There you go.
TreatYourselfEvent.com. Did I do it? Did
you
did articulate that?
Right.
That
and you already got your own personally signed book from Betsy, so you don't even
sure
have to go
did.
Get one. There,
she was very gracious
and she, yes,
with that that signage, yeah. And I appreciate it. She does have an awesome story
she
to
does.
Tell.
Yeah.
And, you know, we put ourselves in boxes. Others try to put us in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta break out of that, you know? Write your own script, so to speak.
Yeah, I like it.
Be who you want to be. Anything's possible.
Be all you can be. Oh, that's
reach good. For the stars and keep your feet on the ground. Casey Kasem.
Sure. Reaching for the stars.
Reach
for,
there the you ground. Go. You can hear.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The guy would be like, if he tried to get into radio, be like, no, you got a really weird voice, pal.
It worked okay for that whole cartoon gig.
It worked very,
well.
It worked very
gig.
Well for him. I'm just saying, you know, it's
oh, I know.
It's interesting how
it is crazy how that worked for him.
Hey, Governor DeSantis on Monday, he said that the federal government really should focus on helping people in North Carolina in the aftermath of the hurricane. Speaking on the storm efforts, DeSantis said he was flying when Joe Biden called him. He wasn't able to speak to him at that time, but he says, look, Florida, we have it handled. We've got approved for individual assistance. We've gotten the things that we wanted and need, at least for now. And we'll get additional things in the future when we need them. And, he's very pleased with that. But he says, I think most of the effort really should be in Western North Carolina. They still have more active rescues that need to take place. Now, this came out yesterday afternoon, but I'm sure it's still true. These are people who live in remote areas where a bridge is gone, it's like, it's gone.
Yeah, looking at parts of Highway 40 that go there in the Tennessee, and you look at there's just like a whole section that's just like fell off or it's gone. You're like, that's going to take a little, that's going to take some work.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine's, on the road trucker, Farmer John, and he had mentioned that. But because I saw video of the water rushing under 40 in that area, I didn't know it actually wiped a piece of it out. He goes, it took out a good chunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're right.
Mm. A mess.
Yeah. Well, hopefully,
it will take a while.
Hopefully they can fix things up quickly.
Yeah.
If they got somebody like, if they've got their own version of a Ron DeSantis, then I think they'll be in pretty good shape.
Hopefully so.
Yeah. Franklin Graham has been out and about. In fact, he was traveling with the former president, Donald Trump, trying to give encouragement to victims that have been devastated. But he's also the president of Samaritan's Purse. And they have helped out people, in times of disaster and done a great job from all accounts that I have heard and understand.
Yeah.
And that could be a possible conduit in which you want to give.
Mm-hmm.
I know if you're specifically looking for, say, Dixie County and helping there, and they need help, the folks at the Republican Executive Committee have gotten together, and they're the headquarters for dropping off your basic needs and supplies, and they'll be there from 9 to 4 Monday through Friday and then head out to Dixie County on Saturday, bringing the supplies with them. They're looking for baby items, non-perishable food, water, pet food, blankets, clothing, protein powder, tarps, gasoline, two-stroke oil. They could also use maybe some assistance in getting that stuff over there, truck, trailer, or both, something like that. Tim Martin, he even gave out his personal phone number. He said, you got questions? 474-1022. That's area code 352. 474-1022. Thanks for all your help in that one. And the folks all up in there, where Sheriff Billy Woods was talking about, Lafayette County, Dixie County, Taylor County, they got hit. They got hit real hard. But I don't know that it's an infrastructure disaster on the same par as what some of the people in North Carolina with it. Just tremendous amount of flooding. Now, coastally, the storm surge, gosh, that got everybody all the way to Tampa Bay. Betsy's sister, 2.5 feet of water in her home. I mean, she could see the water marks on the wall. And so everything in there destroyed. It's, it's salt water. Not that regular water would be okay either, but what a mess. What an absolute mess. Hopefully, we won't see anything like that again in our lifetimes. That would be good. There is some stuff stirring right now, and I'll get a look-see for you, and we'll stay on top of it. But so far, there hasn't been any real development. And quite frankly, we need a little bit of a breather. But if it comes time to say, hey, this is getting serious, I'll let you know. I promise. All right. So thanks to Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham for the work that they're putting in. Donald Trump bringing lots of relief material himself to Valdosta, Georgia. Yep. And he plans to go to North Carolina, so I believe maybe today he'll be there.
hopefully between what he can do and what Samaritan's Purse can do and his buddy Elon can do to help out with communication, hopefully all that will make a difference.
He is already, Elon Musk already said that there'll be some satellites that they'll be able to use here very shortly.
That's awesome.
That's pretty big. You make a call?
Yeah.
Make something happen like that?
There you go. Hey, it's so you know, right?
Go, Donald Trump, go. It's 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Keep it right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Tonight, the VP debate. And it'll be on the air here on the Sky. And Tim Walz, even more connections possibly to China. James Comer is, he's subpoenaed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about allegations made by a whistleblower about connection between Walz and the Chinese Communist Party. Details on that we'll dig into further. But first, we're going to talk to our friend Luis Valdez from Gun Owners. He's not on yet. From Gun Owners of America, he's coming up. I saw a phone line blink. I'm just like Pavlov's dog, man. I started slobbering and pushing buttons.
Oh, my. Cause this is why I would only touch buttons, Bob.
That's a good reason, rule. Yeah. But remember, I did start the generator.
That's true.
I'll milk that chicken for
forever and ever.
At least 5 years.
If I were you, I would. I would, too.
All right. One of the things we want to talk to him about is where I be. Our rights are always under attack. And the Democrats sometimes is right in your face and they want to ban guns. And other times they use other sneakier methodology. But something happened in Okeechobee, Florida, that I wanted to talk to Luis Valdez about. But I'll share some of it with you first. Before Hurricane Helene made landfall, several cities and municipality declared local states of emergency to ensure funds would be available for storm-related repairs. That's a good thing, right? But one city's local state of temporary emergency order stirred controversy from gun advocates. It seems that, they put in place kind of an anti-gun provision, which really isn't covered under that state of emergency. Now, as people became aware and somebody on X shared some information, Firearms Policy Coalition, a nonprofit gun rights organization that's actually in California, they kind of sounded the alarm, if you will. Well, that resulted in the city admitting, the Okeechobee Police Department specifically admitting that they enacted the wrong declaration last week, which mistakenly included a gun ban. I guess, depending on how you what kind of emergency there is, it could stipulate that. I think that was more designed for maybe kind of a mob. Yeah. Whether it was like a lynch mob or some kind of mob, buying up the gun store and going after something. To have something like that escalate. So to speak. And it's probably a bit archaic anyway, the law. It's a Florida statute, I guess. The initial cited Florida statute 870.044 went into effect Thursday, September 26th for a few hours. It was signed by the police chief, Donald Hagan, ahead of Hurricane Helene's arrival. The city issued a statement, spoke to the local CBS affiliate about the error. This is something that was mistakenly enacted. Once we learned that the emergency order was not the order we intended to declare, we immediately terminated it. That, according to the PIO for Okeechobee City Police Department, Jarrett Romanello. What's interesting, though, is somebody from a gun rights organization got a hold of the DeSantis administration, and there's word or possible rumor that he sent, or somebody from his office sent word for them to change that declaration. Joining us now, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America, our Florida rep. Good morning, Luis. How you doing?
Good morning. I was actually in Okeechobee last night at the city council meeting.
Well, fantastic. I kind of laid the groundwork. I explained what happened there. They came back and said they mistakenly enacted the wrong declaration of emergency. What did you learn? What's your take on this whole thing?
That is exactly what happened. Both the mayor and the chief of police were extremely apologetic. They both stated that it was enacted out of basically a mistake. They've had an ordinance on the books since 2004. At no point have they updated it. At no point have they reviewed it. It's just been kind of a standard procedure policy for them to do it. But what was interesting is when I spoke to the chief of police, he personally told me, he's like, look, I'm one of the biggest gun guys in the area. I'm from here. I'm not, you know, some New York anti-gunner that wants to confiscate everyone's guns. And the moment I even noticed it was wrong, I rescinded the order. He was extremely apologetic. So was the mayor's office. And again, GOA, we flat out told them, look, we could sue you guys under this. We're not going to. Instead, what we are offering to do is to put on a presentation to the city government and the police department on how to properly read Chapter 790 in its entirety, the emergency declaration statutes in its entirety, and how to protect the Second Amendment. We're willing to put on a civil rights class for the city of Okeechobee and say, hey, look, this is how you guys do this correctly.
And this brings attention to those that don't have a great understanding of the law. Even, unfortunately, coming from law enforcement, we know it happens. It's happened before. Also, the Firearms Policy Coalition put on X that they got in touch with the DeSantis administration, and they were told as soon as the governor's office was aware, they directed the police chief to rescind the order. Do you believe that to be true, or did he do it in advance of the governor's call?
From what the chief told me, he wasn't contacted by the governor's office. I don't know if that happened or not, but from what the chief told me, he said, hey, it was enacted in the morning, and by the evening, I already rescinded it because it was wrong.
Okay. All right, so you feel good about that? I mean, obviously you don't feel good about what happened, but you good about the apology and rescinding it fairly quickly?
Yeah, for the most part, it's in the end, it was still a mistake for what happened. Luckily, no one, of course, had their rights violated. No one was arrested. No businesses were affected, thank God. But this is a major example of how things can happen. And the biggest issue with this is if this wasn't challenged, if this wasn't brought to the public's attention, then you would have other municipalities that actually would have nefarious goals, and they would try to do this because, you know, they would say, well, Okeechobee did it and no one caused a ruckus with them. That is part of vigilance. That's why GOA is a vigilant organization. The moment this happened, we immediately contacted the city back on Saturday when it became public knowledge to us, when our members contacted us and said this happened.
Well,
we reached out to the city back then.
We learned a lot when Katrina blew through New Orleans, and they were actually going house to house and, you know, taking little 22s, you know, away from elderly, you know, women, that might be their only form of defense against looters or other nefarious characters. And I thought we learned a pretty valuable lesson post-Katrina because of that.
Very much so. And that was an issue that just didn't happen to Katrina. That's been an issue that's happened across the country during numerous disasters and events. And luckily, in this day and age, there has been a push to solidify and protect Second Amendment rights. And part of that effort has been through the efforts of GOA. We have pushed across the country and in a number of states for laws to be enacted that specifically say, hey, guns cannot be confiscated during declared states of emergency. The people cannot be disarmed. The people should be able to carry and protect themselves wherever they go. And one of the great things in Florida law, and this was the screw up with the declaration, is the enabling act for that declaration is 870.043. That basically says, hey, if during a declared state of emergency for riots and looting, you could do this. And the actual statute that says, okay, you could ban this, you could do that, that's 870.44. But on the bottom of it, it literally says, oh, yeah, by the way, none of this construes that we are going to confiscate firearms from the law-abiding public or ban them from carrying guns. And that wasn't posted in their notice.
That is important, and that is interesting that that wasn't in there because, I mean, just from a common sense perspective, when there's a state of emergency, might be the very time when law-abiding citizens would need their Second Amendment rights. Like, if you had a riot breaking out, I get it, or looting, but you know what? What if you're in your vehicle trying to traverse some area, unbeknownst to you, a riot broke out, you're caught in the middle of that, and now legally you couldn't defend yourself?
Yeah, that is the biggest issue, and that's what we specifically brought up yesterday in the city council meeting. And again, the city was apologetic, the mayor's office was apologetic, the chief of police was apologetic. The other thing that I learned is basically that it was something that they've had on the books forever again, and it was just kind of like, oh, yeah, let's just do it. You had complacency. And as I've mentioned multiple times, complacency kills.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate your vigilance, Gun Owners of America, and everything you do, and you specifically, Luis Valdez. It's always a pleasure. Keep us in the loop like you always do, because they're always trying to encroach on our Second Amendment rights, and we appreciate what you do.
Not a problem. Thank you for what you guys do.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. It is 8:45. You've got the Bob Rose Show on. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll talk about the VP debate. It is tonight. We will carry it live on The Sky. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Some of your top stories. Jimmy Carter. It's his birthday. He's 100. Way to go. Like we said earlier, not a great president, but a pretty darn good human being. So congratulations. Enjoy. Also, Pete Rose has passed away. And he was 83 years old, never got into the Hall of Fame. Maybe posthumously it could happen.
It only said for life. It didn't mention after.
For death. That'd in be perpetuity.
That'd be my technicality if I were the estate. I'm like, hey, this is what you said.
The Lions beat the Seahawks 42-29. Dolphins took a beating at the hands of the Titans 31-12. So you got that going on. You've also got dock workers and ports from Maine all the way down to Texas going on strike. This could risk shortages of goods, could impact ag, farmers, consumers, clearly. And it could cost, I think it was the folks that estimated that, J.P. Morgan, somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 to $5 billion a day.
But you stop. We were talking about that off the air. Think about that. Okay, if all these items aren't being shipped anywhere, then they don't need more because people aren't even getting the ones they ordered. Does that backlog into production? And then when you backlog into production, you backlog into supply to the production. It affects a lot of people.
Well, and think about if anything you're dealing with is perishable. If has a limited shelf life, you're, if you're a farmer trying to get something to market.
Yeah.
And we do. We export a lot of ag. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy because they're going to push it back. And if you can, if you can sell it, it's going to drop the market price substantially. But anyway, this is the deal. The union's opening offer in the talks, before the strike, was for a 77% pay raise. Now, it's spread over 6 years, okay? But still, that's over 10% a year raise. People in our business were like, I just want to keep my job. I don't care if I get a raise. But no, it's 77% pay raise over the 6-year life of the contract. And
who gets that? Seriously. Are they? I'm not saying that they are underpaid at the moment, but usually longshoremen, that's a pretty decent gig.
What do you think their base salary is? And I mean base before any sort of overtime or anything.
I have no clue, but a number just popped into my head, $70,000.
$81,000.
Oh, my goodness.
That's their base salary. Some.
Oh, my goodness.
If you're doing a lot of overtime.
Yeah.
Some can pull in over $200,000 annually.
All right, people, shut up and go home or do your job.
Yeah, be here, happy you have that gig.
What I heard, and I think it was one of the lead guys, the union guys, when he talked about, well, they're making so much money and we want our share. I'm like, wait a minute. You're getting paid very well for a job that you agreed to do for a very good salary. Just because the company makes money doesn't mean you have the right to tell them how much of it to give you. Start your own company.
Look at it this way. Okay, let's take auto workers. They're union representative. Yes. They make a decent wage. Not what they used to comparatively, but they still make a good wage.
Yeah.
But the point is, you know, sometimes automakers have years where they lose billions of dollars.
Are you willing to take a loss on those years?
Exactly. And that really, think about that. Yeah. Because that's what comes with ownership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're paying everybody else at the end, now that's on a smaller scale.
Sure.
But larger companies, you know, they've got to make payroll. They've got labor costs. It's kind of built into their business model.
They can't just give it all to you because you think they make too much money.
But
I got a problem
with
these guys.
Yeah, and the president of the union said it's necessary for this kind of raise to make up for inflation and years of small raises. This is the union calling for the 77%, by the way.
Right.
The actual offer that they had made increased to 50% in raises over 6 years.
But it's not good enough.
Now, here's the thing. To make up for inflation, like, it's the business's fault that there's inflation?
Right.
I mean, it's nice if you've got a workplace where you get this kind of cost of living or an adjustment based on inflation, but they're pretty rare. A lot of those companies, they went, you know, bye-bye.
Right. As soon as somebody goes down that road of because you made a lot, it's on my back and I want my share. Now, that's what you've been getting paid for. That has been your job that you agreed to. I got a problem with that mentality, I guess.
Yeah. But if you have a union job and you're making that kind of wage, it's easy for us to sit there and say, you should be happy with what you get.
Well, you should. But isn't it stupid in a way on the part of the union? There are certain times, it's kind of like the Boeing thing. This is a bad time for you to decide when you've got one of the worst reputations in aerospace engineering right now to decide you want to potentially go on strike. And in an economy where we are, that our America depends on the shipping of goods and services and everything that goes into it, and we're in a tough time economy-wise, and this is one you want to play with basically the economy.
The supply chain issues because of COVID still haven't been completely straightened out. Now, it's come a long way.
But it's not perfect.
But just
yet.
When it's, you know, on track to be, you know, kind of fixed, if you will, they want to throw this wrench in there. They're not going to make friends.
No.
Most of the time, you know, the people are very supportive of people who are attempting to get a raise and blue collar workers, and they bust their backsides and they do an important job. And, you know, that's one thing, but the timing of this and the amount, I mean.
Well, you want to tell some family who's maybe making $60,000 total, and you're bringing in your 81 or whatever, and you're going to say that you deserve something and you're willing to make things tough on everybody else? There's not going to be a lot of pity, I'll put it that way.
At least in this case, this is a union representing workers that work for profit organizations versus people who work for government entities and still have collective bargaining agreements. And who are they bargaining with? The people that, you know, have a say in the profits? No. And it's not coming out of their pocket or their company. It's coming straight from taxpayers. And that's where I draw the line on unions. That's where I draw it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some that will take issue. Too late. The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. Hang on.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.